Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus from our Hannah Miriam Bas Chana, and for Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sara, and for Harav Mordechai Gimpel Ben Chaya Avigail, Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadayim. We're going to be learning very interesting Shaila in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi of the Kozhik Lover Goyin from Ari Tzvi Frommer, Hashem Yinkom Domo. In Simon Ayin Aleph, he was asked, Al Shaylasa Shabakarov Tia Bachina Latsava, Val Pirovu Berv Shabbos Kodesh, U Shabbos Kodesh, Vinishadish Biamenu Shetachas Chasimas Yad, Shayanog Mikedim Ibdina Seinu, Noisnim Oivrim Alapakudim, Etzba Savua Beizit Seva, Ala Militarish, Bichel, Le Roshem Visimen. So they have to be tested for the army. This is a tshuva written in to Ishbitzin. So they have to be tested for the army. And it usually happens on Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. And our days, because of the advanced technology of, you know, the 1920s or whenever it was, 30s, so they would take the over Malapakudim, those entering the army, a letter that's a finger that's colored with some color, on the militarish bichel, on the military book, and then they would make a simon. Shakorin Balaz finger ibridriken. Fingerprints. Okay, nafshe b'shei lasoi muteres b'shabis. So his question is this muter on Shabbos? Nafshi b'shei lasi, the person's writing himself. My question is this mutar on Shabbos? Shemati b'shem gadol echad shehetu la'asanal b'yad smalis. I heard that one gadol said that it's okay to do it with your left hand. When we divrei noda b'yehuda b'arachayim siman lamed gimel mashmi li she'ein nafkamina b'zeh. But for the noda b'yehuda, it's mashmi noda b'zeh, the right hand and the left hand. You have to remember, when learning the Kozhik Lover Svarim, he's always very, very original. What a Gaon Moshe Shapiro called Spitzgeinus, really top level brilliance. So we begin with the Sugya on Shabbos and Afkuf Gimel Amid Aleph, where we see that the Dafka Bekoisev, there's a difference between your right hand and your left hand. But Beroshem, making a mark, there's no difference, because it says there, HaKoisev Bezoisioi Spain Bimino Ben Bismoiloi Chayov. If somebody writes two letters, whether it's with his left hand or with his right hand, he's chayiv. Azoy zok the Mishnah. Frek the Gemara. Bishleim ayamin chayiv. I get that you're chayiv with the right hand. Mishum shederech ksiva bekach. Because azoy shreibt men. That's how you write. You write with your right hand. At least you do. I personally write with my left hand, but that's only because that's the way I was born. Certain things about me are different, and that's one of them. In any event, we're all different. Like I like to tell people, always remember that you're unique, just like everybody else. Okay, so back to our program. Bishlam ayimin l'chayev mishum nederech ksiva b'kach. Ichfar shtei farvus amen shiz b'chayev in the right hand if he writes with his right hand because that's derech ksiva. Ela smol amai. Why is he chayev with the left hand? Hoin derech ksiva b'kach. This is not derech ksiva. So why should he be chayiv b'smo? So the Gemara tries one answer, rejects it, another answer. Now we get the third answer. Yankiv b'reid bas Yankiv Omar. Reb Yankiv, the son of Bas Yankiv. I guess his mother was the daughter of Yaakov. We don't know about his father, but his mother was the daughter of Yankiv. She named her son Yaakov. Hamani, who's our Mishnah? Reb Yossi. The Omer Lochiv Ushteyosi Osel Mishum Roshen. Rabbi Yossi says that you're Chayiv two Osios because of Roshen, somebody who makes a mark. Where do you see this Rabbi Yossi? In the very self same Mishnah. Am Rabbi Yossi Lochiv Ushteyosi Osel Mishum Roshen. Shekach Kosim Akarse Mishkan Ladei Ladas Eze Ben Zuko. He used to write on the Kurush Krushim that are Samuch Lemis, that are samach to each other, a simon, they should know that they put these two questions together. And therefore, even if you write two simanim that aren't osios yirchayu, so what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that when it comes to Rosh and Yerchayiv, even on the left hand, because we said that the Mishnah, that's Mechayiv you for the left hand, that is for writing with your left hand. That's Rabbi Yossi, he says Yerchayiv for Rosh with your left hand. That's why Yerchayiv for writing with your left hand, because Yerchayiv Rosh with your left hand. And then in Kosev it's Chayiv Alter Rosh also. So it's Mefurish that Beroshem Yerchayiv Gam B'Smol. And we have an even grasser chiddush that according to Rabbi Yossi, even if somebody writes with his left hand, he's chayiv. Not only roishem is chayiv b'smol, even koisev is chayiv b'smol. The yesh bechlal ksiva rishima. Every ksiva is also rishima. V'rishima darka gam b'smol. And rishima is also done with the left hand. So Pashtus Divrei HaGemara is mashma that according to the Tanakhama of Yossi, Roshem is not a malacha d'oraisa. Raya lezeh. Otherwise, why do we say dafka according to Rabbi Yossi or chayiv b'kosev b'smol? Because it's no less than Roshem. If the Tanakhama holds that you're chayiv al to Roshem, according to the Tanakhama, we should also be chayiv. Al korchenu, midar v'zogim, we have to say that according to the Tanakhama, with Roshim, there's no Esu Doraisa, there's only a Shavus. According to the Tanakhama, a Chiddush in the Gemara. According to the Tanakhama, the Gemara doesn't say this, but we understand now from our analysis that according to the Tanakhama, Roshim is only an Esu Dorabonim. Because if it was an Esu Doraisa, he'd be Chayiv B'Smol. For only small is only according to Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, not the Tanakhama. So it must mean that according to the Tanakhama, Roshim is only an Esu Dorabonim. Nevertheless, mid Reb Yossi nishma la Tanakhama. From the words of Reb Yossi, we can infer what the Tanakhama would, how the Tanakhama would learn, that even roishem bismol is a shvus gomor, is an absolute derabanan, and not a shvus dishvus, not a double derabanan. Because you want to make it a double derabanan. You want to make it a double derabanan? Let's make it a double derabanan. Let's say Roshem is derabanan, and Smol is derabanan. So what happens when you add one derabanan and another derabanan? You get a double derabanan. Great, we love doing that. That makes it more likely to be mutar on Shabbos. But it's not. Why? Because the left hand doesn't create any kulas by Roshem. Because we see that according to Rabbi Yossi, Roshem is mamash chiv darais. It's not a derabanan. Roshem is Smol. So you see that small doesn't create any kulas. So now, according to the rabbis who we proved, hold that Roshem is derabanan, but the small isn't going to make it any more derabanan. Just one derabanan Roshem. But small, that's the derech. We see Lefi Reb Yossi, that's the derech. So according to the Chachamim, who also hold it's derabanan, they also hold it's the derech. So we have now that according to the Tanakhama, if you're Roshem b'smol, it's one derabanan, but that's the derech, so it's not a derabanan out to the small, it's only a derabanan out to the Roshem. Because a small, like the Rav writes, the Rebbe writes, the b'roshem ain't a small goryim kula klal, kevin d'orcha yigam b'smol. By small, the left hand doesn't create any kulas, because you see according to Rabbi Yossi, it stays within the same level of daraisa. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan, who holds this derabanan, it's going to stay in the same level of derabanan, it's going to be one shvus, and not a double shvus. But the Rambam, Perish HaMishnayis, has a different shita. He holds that also according to the Tanakhama, Roshim is an Isur Doraisa. Shomim? Lefi HaRambam Perush HaMishnayot, Gam Lefi HaTanakhama, Roshem Ze Isur Midoraita. Ela, Shehu Tolada Shel Kotev. Ule Rabbi Yosi, Haveav. So the difference according to the Rambam and the Perush HaMishnayis is that according to the Rabbanan, Roshem is a Tolada of Kosev, and according to Rabbi Yosi, it's an Av Melacha. And so writes the Rav HaMagid according to the Rambam. But this is a very difficult shita to understand, because if so, the Tanakhama should also be Mechayev B'Smol. If the Tanakhama holds that Smol is an Isur D'Oraisa, if Tanakhama holds that Roshem is an Isur D'Oraisa, then why isn't he Mechayev when he do it B'Smol? Roshem B'Smol is Derech. You don't write with your left hand, but just to make a mark that you could do with your weaker hand. Minchat Chinuch, Besof Melechet Kotev, Lachar Shetziyen Devrei Perush HaMishnayot LeHaRambam, after he notes this shita of the Rambam, the Perush HaMishnayot, that it's Deoraita, he writes as follows: Vinera, Dekol Din Kotev, Yesh LeRoshem, Kevan Du Tordot Kotev. Every din of Kosev, you also have for Roshem, since it's a Tolod of Kosev. V'haroshem b'smol poter. And therefore, if you make a mark, you make a roshem with your left hand, your poter, just like you would be for kosev. I am a gemara dafka l'richai b'smol, v'lo tanakama l'lo tanakama. Look at the gemara. Only according to the ri. Only according to Rabbi Yosi, you're chayiv in the left hand. But not according to tanakama. So what does he mean when he says that since it's a tolad of kosev, haroshim is small potter? Ma kavanato? Nira, it would appear that what he means is that dafka, according to Rabbi Yosi, that roshim is an av bifnei atzmai, and roshim it's the derech to do it b'small, therefore you're chayav also b'small. And Memela, you're also going to be chai for Kosev B'Smol because Logar Meroshem. But according to the Tanakhama, that Roshem is Toledas Kosev. Dino ke Kosev Mamish L'chol Dover. According to the Tanakhama, when you do Roshem, that's Kosev L'chol Dover. And your Pater B'Smol Kamo Kosev. In other words, when you're looking at Roshem, since it's a Toledah of Kosev, what you're doing is you're looking at Kosev. What's the din of Kosev B'Smol? Potter! Vaistois, that Roshem B'Smol is also Potter. But this is very difficult to understand. Why? Because Sof, B'Roshem, Orche Hu Gam B'Smol. But Roshem, it's the derech to do with your left hand. Since it's the derech to do with your left hand, so you should be chayiv. So how can we let him off the hook? However, we have a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah is talking about smelling yayin nesech. Smelling yayin nesech. Says Tosfos, this is Tosfos Dibra Maschil, Ella Beveret Vahadas to come as Hani Meirecha, and Avodah Zarah and Yudbeis Omid Beis. Vitama Isser. Why would it be usher to smell Yayin Nesach. Lav mishum hanoas reach. It's not because of the etzem hano, el mishum the choshev lekishtia, shareach nichnas begufo vu chazak yoser biyoser. It's because the smell is very strong, and it goes into his body like drinking. Vafilu im timsi lo medishtia gasa muteres biser hano. Hacha kevni ma yeshosi yain atzma loyser loyshtia gasa. Yesh leso hareach adoime lemamish afopi sheino inene. Even if you're going to say that shtia gasa is okay, here, even though the harocha is harocha gasa, it's too much for him, we're going to aser it. Because if he would drink, it wouldn't be shtia gasa. If he would drink what he smelled, it wouldn't be shtia gasa. And the harocha is midin shtia. So therefore the harocha is not considered a harocha gasa. Because the harocha is midin shtia, and the shtia is not a shtia gasa. So what do? We go to the Shorash. Why is this haracha aser? Al tshtia. Would tshtia be gasa? No. The haracha is also not gasa. And in that instance, we're going to be mechayev him. We're going to mechayev him on the haracha. Because even though the haracha is haracha gasa, but the shtia wouldn't be gasa, and the haracha is also al shtia, and therefore it's not considered haracha gasa. Now, it works the other way as well. Roishem is darko b'smol. You would do it, so, with your left hand. So it should be aser. You would do it with your left hand, so it should be aser. Nevertheless, since it's a tolad of kosev, and it's considered as if you were writing, in other words, you go back to the shoresh, where does it come from? It comes from kosev. Kosev is mutar b'smol. Yediyas ha'afochim achasi, like the Maharal says in many places. When you know one way, you know the opposite as well. So it works over there in the case of the Isser. We're going to aser this haracha gasa because al tshtia would be mutter. Al tshtia wouldn't be gasa. Therefore, it's haracha also not gasa, and therefore it's aser. And here, we're going to matir roishem b'smol. Because roishem is a tolada of kosev, and kosev b'smol is b'seder, midoraisa. See, a raya from a goinish raya, he thought of the toysim, the sechas of a zara, and of yudbezim and beis at the end of toysis to bring a raya for this case of kosev. Baruch elokeinish shabrona luchvodo, vidlan matom, nazan otor yasemes, vachay elantis lachenu. Medarv tansin oifin dach. We have to dance on the roof when we hear such a svar, such a raya. And he continues. Another raya, l'chayra, the Gemara in Ksuvus is shver, daf samach amad aleph, goyneach, if somebody is like really suffering, so he's allowed to take milk from an animal on Shabbos, because it's considered mefarek al achar yad, u'mokom tsar lo gozru rabbonan. It's considered mefarek, taking one thing out from another, but he's allowed to take milk from this animal because mokom tsar lo gozru rabbonan. Rashi says, "She ain't derech b'nei adam lino kela." Lachlov biyad. People don't nurse directly, they just do it by hand. Sirutz lav kederech. But I don't understand. How's it mutter for a mother to nurse her son on Shabbos? It's aser menatara lispois lakotin. And now that I give them iser, here she is. Because this is darko. Kach derech kol yeladim to nurse this way. So how's she allowed to give her child this iser? Even from a bottle? So the answer is that what's the iser of Sviya Lahazir Gedolim Alektanim? Which means that what the Katan does is like the Gadol did it. And here, if the Gadol would do this Maisa, it would be Kalachar Yad. So Katan, it's also considered Kelachar Yad, when the Katan does Yinika. And there's no Isser of Lahazir Gedolim Alektanim. Now again, you go back to the Shorash. Al Gadol, it's Kelachar Yad. So for the Katan, even though for him it's Kederech, but since Shorash Isser is Gedolim Lahazir Alektanim, and for Gedolim it's considered Kelachar Yad, so the Katanim it's also Kelachar Yad. Kumtois, that the Shoyel, who said that he heard B'Shem Gadol Echad Sheheti Laheti Lases B'Smol, the Gadol is gerecht, the Gadol is correct. Why is the Gadol correct? Because the Gadol said B'Smol, and here you see B'Smol is okay. Why? Because the double derabana. It's a derabana. Why is it a derabana? Because again, why is it a derabana? Because according to the Rambam, it's a tolada of kosev. That's a doraisa. But it's small. So that makes it a derabana. But now, let's say we don't accept the Rambam and the Perush of Mishnayos. And we go that the Tanakhama holds, like we said at the outset, the Tanakhama really holds its Rabbanan. Now the Tanakhama holds its Rabbanan. Binosaf, in addition to the fact that the Tanakhama holds its Rabbanan, because again, only according to Gemara says, it's Pashas the Gemara. Tanakhama says, it's the Rabbi Yossi says, it's Roshem is Doraisa. And therefore, Kosev is also Chayiv Bismol. But according to the Tanakhama, Roshem isn't Asur Doraisa. And therefore, when he's kosev b'smol, you can't be mechayiv him al to roshem. So roshem is derabbanan. Smol is derabbanan. How do we prove that smol is derabbanan? Because if by kosev it's derabbanan, if by kosev smol is shelo kederech, then roshem, which is only the derabbanan of kosev, it's also going to be derabbanan. So now we have a shvus de shvus. A double derabanan. Number three, we have the sheet of the Magen Avos. The Magen Avos holds that Chatzi Shir by Kosev is not an Aser Min HaTorah. Certain chatzi shears by Shabbos are not considered chatzi, they're considered chatzi malachas, meaning they're not even considered, not a half a shear of a whole malacha, but a half a malacha. So it's not Asur Min HaTorah. So Roshem here where he's just making one fingerprint, chatzi shir, mutter mena Torah. So it's only going to be derabbanan. So now we have a triple derabbanan. And in addition to Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, because what's his purpose in making this mark? Just to pass his army test, but he doesn't need the actual mark. He doesn't care about this mark. And he's not even doing it for himself. He's doing it for the goy. That's a quadruple derabbanan. Normally, melach shem tzrich leguf, you have to do for the tachas and melacha. Tachas of roshem is to have that roshem. He doesn't want he doesn't care about the roshem. He'd rather not be in the army in the first place. He's just doing it to get them not to get in trouble. So that's a quadruple derabbanan. According to the Machtzis HaShekel in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, a quadruple derabbanan is Shari Legamre. Together with the fact that Smol is like Kelachar Yad, and Kelachar Yad is Mutter Legamre. So if you have four derabbanans, including a Kelachar Yad, Mutter. So this person, this Gadol, who said, do it with your left hand, make that roshan with your left hand, was correct. I don't know if he thought of all this lamdas, but that's where he was correct. However, it's not so pashut, because from Tosis and Avodah Zarah that we quoted, it's much that it's a chumra derabbanan. It's a chumra derabbanan that we're machmir to make the shtia, the haracha is kishtia, and therefore we answer it because for him it's the shtia is gasa, but the shtia, but the haracha is gasa, but the shtia wouldn't be gasa. But who says you can use it all? That's for a chumra. But who says you can use it for a kula? The same svara. We wanted to use this svara to explain why smol would be okay by roshem. It would be derabbanan by roshem. Another derabbanan would lower the level, because even though it's kederach b'roshem, it's not kederach b'kosem, and you go after the shorosh. Maybe that's svara you can only say l'chorma not l'kula. However, there's another raya from the Menchas Chinuch from the Rosh and Shabbos Ayin Hey, brought in the Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Mem, that be'emes it would be right to be mechayev moichek gambo isachas, but you can't be mechayev moichek more than koisev Ayin Shom. It's the same thing. You can't be mechayev roshem told us koisev more than koisev. We have a whole slew of examples of this yisod, that the tofu can't be chomer than the yikr. Tos Yavam Sain Sain Amud Beis, that a chol who comes from Chai Ve'ese can only be an Isser Ese, because the Tufel can't be more chumra than the Iker. Ktsas Dugman the Sefer Achinuch, that Loive Beribis doesn't get Malkus, even though by him it's a lab, it's not Shaykh that it's a lab in Itik Lese, it's only an Avidik Lese for the Malve, but not for the Loive. Nevertheless, the Loive can't be more chumra than the Malve. Another example, b'shogeg ein shleichu dvar aveir, even though it's not shaykh l'svar of divrei rav, divrei atam, divrei mishomin, it was shogeg. Nevertheless, shogeg is nigger achar amezid. Just like by mezid, we say in shleichu dvar aveir, by shogeg. So too, the tolad is nigger achar av, even though the time isn't shaykh. You're right, by the tolad of koisev, it's shaykh, roshem is shaykh b'smol. Doesn't matter, because by koisev it's not. However, even though we said that according to the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos that Roishem, which is a Toilada of Kosev, and therefore if you do it with your left hand, your putter, like he writes, that according to the Tanakhama, Roishem is a Tolad of Kosev. And the Minchas Chinuch writes, after he notes this parish Mishnayis, Finir the holding Kosev Yesh Roishem Kevin Shu told us Kosev, Roishem is small putter. So you go after the source, you go after Kosev, which is Pater Bismo. So Roshim is also Pater Bismo, but let's say you're Kosev Bismo. But let's say, excuse me, but according to the Perush Mishnayos, the Rambam, that Roshim is in his Doraisa, and the Minchas Chinuch says that if you're Roshim Bismo, you are Pater. That's la havanas Minchas Chinuch, because Minchas Chinuch understands that according to the Rambam, his shita is that roshem is an issur d'oraisa, is a tolada of kosev, and if you're roshem b'smol, then you're going to be pater, because again you follow the source. Since kosev b'smol is pater, roshem b'smol is also going to be pater, since it's told us hakosev. However, we can argue with the Minchas Chinuch, and we can possibly say that, Acharei HaMechila, of course, that the Rambam would say that even though Roshem is a Tolada of Kosev, nevertheless, if you're Roshem Bismol, you're Chayiv. And nevertheless, Kosev Bismol, you're not Chayiv, Alts Roshem. Only according to Rabbi Yossi, like the Gemara says, that if you write with your left hand, then you're Chayiv Alts Roshem according to Rabbi Yossi, but not according to the Tanakhama. Because according to Rav Yossi, that Roshem is an Av Malacha, so every Kosev, you're also Chayiv Mishum Roshem. Roshem is an Av just like Kosev. So if you're, and your Roshem is small, you'll be Chayiv. But according to the Tanakhama, that Roshem is a Tolad of Kosev. Kosev doesn't have a Chayiv of Roshem at all. Kosev is just Kosev. But it's not Roshem. And you see this from Rashi in Bava Kama, and that it says Umayika ben Av l'Tolada. What's interesting, an Av and a Tolada? Nafgamina, that if you do two Avas together, two Toldas, you're Chayiv on each one. But if you do an Av and it's Tolda, you're only Chayiv on one. So Rashi here says Lo Mechayiv El Achada A'Av Melacha V'La Tolada D'Day Lo Mechayiv. Rashi says you're only Chayiv on the Av, you're not Chayiv in the Tolada. If you do an Av and a Tolada, you're only Chayiv in the Av. Now Rashi says, it's changing from the Gemara. The Gemara says that you're only chayv on one. The Gemara doesn't say which one. Chayv one. Rashi says you're only chayv on the Av. Takadi, if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, he has a girsa that the Gemara is like Rashi, that you're chayv on the Av. Why are you chayv on the Av? And first of all, it's an afgamina. Nafmin is when you're mafresh a carbon, you have to mafresh out in the oven, not in the tolada. If you mafresh it in the tolada, then it's chulin bazar. You have to mafresh it al das ha'av. But for us, why is this important? That if you do an av in a tolada, the tolada is kaleset dami, b'makom av. It's like you just did the av. So now it's very good. That according to Rabbi Yossi, when somebody writes b'smol, he's going to be chayiv. Why? Because yesh b'chal kosev roshem. So included in this kosev is also roshem. So maybe he's going to be chayiv for doing roshem with his left hand. But according to the Tanakhama Rabbi Yossi, that roshem is a tolad of kosev, like the Rambam holds. Kosev is no chiyuv al tzroshim, because tolada b'makomav lekalesa. There is no tolada b'makomav, and he's only chayuv al kosev, and kosev b'small pater. But that's only when you're kosev b'small. When you're roshim b'small, that's kiorche. That's the derech. And therefore you will be chayiv. And that, of course, would make our shaila, our heter, not so chalak anymore. Because this guy's roshim b'small, that's the derech, and it's a doraisa. Kopanim, it emerges that according to the Rambam, we have two ways of understanding the Rambam. The Rambam holds Roshim is a Doraisa. It's a Tolad of Kosev. We can either understand that Roshim is a Tolad of Kosev, and Memela, since Baal Kosev, you're Pater B'Small, by Roshim you're also Pater B'Small. Or we can say no. That by Kosev, you're Pater B'Small. But not by Roshim. Kosev does not encapsulate Roshim. Av b'makom tolad b'makom av k'man d'lesa. So, if you did a Kosev, the Kosev doesn't encapsulate Roshim. It's not Roshim at all. And you could take it a step further and say, not only is it not Roshem at all, but when you actually do Roshem, you're only going to be chayiv if you do it with, you're going to be chayiv even if you do it with your left hand. If you do kosev with your left hand, you're pater b'seder. This is the av, this is the tolada. If they were both avos, so then kosev is b'chal Roshem, Roshem b'chal kosev, it doesn't matter. You did kosev with your left hand, you also did Roshem, that's Rabbi Yossi, so then the person is a chayiv even with his left hand. When it comes to the Tanakama, if he does kosef with his left hand, there's no roshem. Told him makomav kamanda lesa. There is no roshem. All there is kosef. Seder, how did he do kosef? Did it with his left hand. That's nothing. But roshem, which is tolada, if he did that with his left hand, since that's the derech, he is going to be chayiv. So telling you that Roshem is a tolad of Kosev doesn't solve your problem. According to the Menachas Chinuch, it does. To a certain extent. Because then we wanted to say that you're going to be pater on left. Because just like Kosev is pater on left, so too is Roshem. And according to those who hold that Roshem is only Derabbanan, then it'll be a double Derabbanan. Then we made it into a quadruple Derabbanan. In Shalom Al Yisrael. But here, we can say differently, now we're suggesting differently in the Rambam, that Roshem is Kederach. So even if you hold this Derabbanan, but it doesn't make it another Derabbanan that it's Shalom Kederach, it's Lav Orche, because it is Orche. So, Kedarko B'Kodesh, the Heilig Eretz Tzvi, is very marich in this Shaila, and I'm hoping that we can have another shir, and we can go more into it. So there's a lot of very interesting things, and we should be zoch in the meantime. Lil Modu L'Lamed Lishmor V'Lasu L'Kayim is called Divrei Samo Torah Subihava, and we should be zoch in Mirtz Hashem to learn more of these beautiful tshuvas of the Eretz Tzvi, who is so amazingly deep, profound, and holy. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.